Now accompanied by his military forces, with great speed, Rukmul began to give chase.
My friends, although none of us could intervene to stop Krishna kidnapping Rukmini, that, however, doesn't mean that I'll let her go so freely. I'm not afraid to attack, and unless I bring my sister back and kill that upstart Krishna, I'll never come back to Kandina. That cowherd has become overproud. As my relative, he thinks he'll be allowed.
But with my arrows, I'll have my sister freed and have him bleed for his impudent deed.
Thus Rukmini, ignorant of the strength of the Supreme Lord,
move faster!
Caught up with the chariot of Lord Krishna.
Stop and fight with me!
After saying this, he drew his bow and sent three forceful arrows streaking towards Krishna's body.
Oh, defiler of the Yadu dynasty! Stop! And fight with me! Let her go free! Let her go free! You are carrying away Rukmini just like a crow stealing the ghee! Man, for you, sin a sacrifice!
Come! Fight with me!
I shall relieve you of your prestige as I pin you to the ground with my arrows! You fool! You deceiver! You cheater!
Hearing these harsh words, Lord Krishna fired an arrow, severing the string of Rukmini's bow. Rukmini took up another bow and Krishna disarmed him. Krishna kept on disarming him in the same way and finally killed Rukmini's charioteer and horses. In desperation, Rukmini took up his trident, lance and shield, but Krishna disarmed him again with his arrows. With nothing left but his sword, Rukmini ran wildly at Krishna. But before he had reached him, the sword too was cut to pieces. When Krishna then took up his own sword to kill Rukmini, Princess Rukmini pleaded with Krishna.
Oh, you'll get far too far.